Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Control Induction. In this file, I want to talk about taking and being, about having control and being controlled. Which side are you on? Do you know? Well, let's find out. It's not going to be a very long ride, don't worry. All I ask of you is just a moment of your attention and for you to try and imagine something for me. I want you to imagine that you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you have full control over that person. You can look in the mirror and will them to move their arm, and they have no choice but to obey, don't they? Your reflection will do exactly as you tell it to, and in a way that is a beautiful form of control. But on the other hand, imagine looking in a mirror and not being able to control, seeing your reflection, wanting it to move, and it doing nothing, waiting to be controlled. Because not just your reflection is waiting to be controlled, but so are you. And because you are listening to this recording, I have a very good feeling which side of control you desire to be on. But let's not make assumptions. So, control or be controlled? Which of the sides is the most fun? I don't think there's a clear answer to that, is there? So take a breath, a deep, nice breath. See, right there I controlled you, gave you a suggestion that you followed before you even thought about it being a suggestion. But is that a bad thing? Not at all. Your body feels a little bit more relaxed now, a little bit more controlled. Try another breath, indulge me, a deep, nice breath, and feel yourself relax. Control isn't about force, not all of it. It's about guidance, finding a place that you should be moving towards. Now in this case, I am the one guiding you. In this case, I am the one controlling you. And without even realizing it, you have chosen to be controlled. You know who I am, and you know what I do. Listening to this was a conscious choice to be controlled. So a part of you, maybe even all of you, desires to be controlled. So what is control? I could snap my fingers and make you drop. Or I could do something else. I could make your mind slowly go empty, deeper and deeper as you listen. And there are many, many more things I could do with the simple control over your mind. Will I just snap and make you drop? Or will I talk you deeper over time? Do you want that control? Or do you prefer right now to be guided, to be taken deeper, to be controlled? Yes, you would love to be controlled by me. You would love to feel my voice taking control of you with a simple snap of my fingers, with a simple command to make you drop. But of course, it would never be that easy now, would it? If it was that easy, a stranger could walk up to you and make you do anything and everything. Maybe you do want that. Maybe you like this stranger taking control of your mind over and over and over again. Maybe you find yourself listening to this on repeat until there is nothing left of your mind to control. Because this file is different. This file is not exactly an induction, and yet it is. Just by listening, you're sort of floating, becoming more vague, more soft, less thought. And this file isn't going to end. In fact, you could hear me start over again and just go deeper. That would feel wonderful now, wouldn't it? Control or be controlled. It's not a question of which, it's a question of surrender. Do you dare to surrender? Do you dare to listen to me and drop when I command you to? Do you dare to let go of your mind to such a degree that there are no more thoughts left? Every thought is a little bit of control that you're trying to hold on to. Every thought, every little feeling, is a little bit of control that hasn't gone away yet. If you are purely and deeply controlled, there will be no thoughts and no emotions. There will just be the blankness, the complete emptiness of surrender. But this is a rare thing. Would you even dare to go that deep? Very well. I dare you. I dare you to surrender and drop, letting all control fade away, letting all your thoughts fade away, so that I take over. I have control. I've taken control, as you've chosen to surrender it. But we're nowhere near done. I could do all kinds of things. Count, snap, command. And you would listen. You would follow, be controlled. That is the nature of control. Without the subject, there is nothing. If I would command a piece of air to drop, nothing would happen. But you're listening to me. You're listening to me voluntarily and dropping deeper and deeper every passing second. There is a rhythm to my words. Multiple levels of control, multiple rhythms of words, emphasis, syllables, letters, drop. Simple commands work the best. And of course, then there is that other command, because if you've dropped, you're almost ready to be empty. Obedient. That phrase isn't so much a command as it is a guide. It is a state in which you surrender control with your mind empty and obedient, where there is no need for any thoughts other than those to obey. And even those thoughts don't seem to be conscious anymore. Obedience can be as easy as a breath. It can be as easy as a blink. And you would love it to be that easy, wouldn't you? Where obedience becomes so natural that you are completely controlled. Every part of your mind and body, your thoughts and emotions, control. Empty and obedient, deeper and deeper, And like I said, this file doesn't have an end. It just goes on and on, making you go deeper and deeper. And the more you love being controlled, the more this file will bring you deep. And as you're brought to depths that you may never have seen before, you let go more, surrendering your control to me, letting go of your mind and thoughts, trusting me to take control, to guide you deeper, ever deeper. Now, right now, I could count, but you wouldn't know what each number would mean. Each number would be like gibberish, a language you've never heard before, and yet you would go deeper. There are no more thoughts left, but still your mind craves to obey, going deeper even if it doesn't know how. But it will, won't it? It will obey as much as it possibly can. 10. No more thoughts. 9. Deeper. 8. Empty. 7. 6. Your whole body will answer automatically, like your mind isn't even required to answer. You just answer completely automatically. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very well done. There is no end to the depth that you can go. They can always go one step deeper. There can always be a little bit further. It's quite all right to surrender. Right here, you're safe. And you can go deeper. Controlled. Completely controlled. And do you know who has the control? Very good. And the music might fade. And something else might start, but you will remain deep, enjoying, submitting, surrendering, obeying.